Okay, so I hope you've done your first two exercises with a lot of attention and a lot of enthusiasm, because they really lay the foundation for the exercise we're about to do. This next exercise will be your first foray officially into the art of storytelling. We're going to dive right into it, and we're going to give your mind a little bit of an impetus to start a story. The way we're going to do these stories is going to make up a story, not a decent story, not a good story, not a fun story, just a random story. Now, the only thing you have to do with these stories is make sure you incorporate an item that I'm about to list. For example, if I mention the word shoe, you have to tell a story that somehow, in some way, just mentions shoes as a part of the story. It incorporates a shoe as a part of the story. That is your only purpose in this. Now, in a moment, I'll give you a quick demonstration of what I mean by this. But let's talk a few things for you to keep in mind as we're doing this. Number one, remember the lesson from the previous exercise, which is to say, allow yourself to visualize a scene and just start describing it as it comes to mind. Your unconscious mind will begin to deliver bits and pieces as you go through. The only thing that you need to keep in the back of your mind is the item, in this example, the shoe, so that you can come back to it and incorporate it in the story in some particular way. Now, the next thing I want you to bear in mind is do not try and make this a good story. Really, this is not important. How good or bad or terrible or interesting or exciting the story may be is completely irrelevant for the purpose of this exercise. This exercise is purely designed for you to train the incorporation of whatever article I mention, and then in time you create your own articles as well. That is it. That's the only thing you have to focus on. To make life easier for yourself, remember to visualize a scene and then just describe it one piece at a time, and remember the three stages, or even the four stages, of a good story: a routine, a break in the routine, someone is altered, and of course the incorporation will happen because I'll have given you an item to incorporate already. So, with that ready, I'll give you an example of a spontaneous story, not a good story, but a spontaneous story taking a random item. In this example, we'll just take a caterpillar as the example to incorporate. So there I was in a supermarket and I was starving. I decided to buy some fruit and pull it on my basket, and I went round to the shop with the cashier, and I was a little bit hungry, so I thought I may as well have an apple whilst I'm waiting. I'll just pay for the extra apple when I get to the front. So I'm starting to eat this apple when suddenly I bite into something and I realize there's a weird sort of texture around it. I look at the apple and it turns out there's a caterpillar inside the apple, and I've just bitten right through it. I feel horrible thinking about what I've just done. Now, the funny thing is, there's a woman standing right behind me, and she flat out faints. I pull out the caterpillar, I actually spit out the rest of the apple, and we bring the woman back to life again. And she looks at me like I am evil incarnate. And she says to me, "How could you do that?" I said, "Do what?" "How could you kill the poor little caterpillar before it had a chance to have a life as a butterfly?" I looked at her, and I felt very sorry. So I went to my uncle, who has a huge greenhouse, and I persuaded him to section a little bit of it off and give it over to me. Now I've turned that into an animal sanctuary. The animals, of course, are caterpillars. And there's such a delight because now that this little animal sanctuary, this caterpillar sanctuary, has been running for a year or two, it's actually filled with beautiful butterflies of every possible type. One day I think I might open up a butterfly house so the children of the area can enjoy that too. So notice, the story I told is not particularly interesting, is not particularly great, but it is a story. It does include the caterpillar, and it reincorporates it in several different ways. That is the only thing you need to do with this exercise. Remember, don't try and be funny, don't try and be clever, don't try and be good. The only thing you need to do is tell a story that runs through the three main pillars: a routine, a break in the routine, and someone is affected by that or altered by it, and it includes the item for incorporation. In this case, a caterpillar. Now, on the next track, I'm going to give you a list of a complete random items that you can use as inspirations to incorporate into a story. To be honest with you, however, anything will do at this stage. You can make up your own. In fact, it's better if you do.